Today in the Bosma trial, the focus is on the incinerator. Chaz Maine was dirt biking on a rural farm property in Ayr on May 10th, 2013, when he stumbled across what he described as a large redneck smoker in the woods. Thinking it was odd, he took a picture of it, and when police arrived at the property owned by Dylan Millard the next day to execute search warrants, he showed them the photo and led them out to that part of the property where it was. All three detectives testified that they did not know what to expect. They'd never seen anything like this. It was 10 feet tall. Their only clue was a tag on the side that said small and large animal cremator. When one of the detectives, a forensics officer, opened the top, she testified that she saw two bones inside. They called in a forensic anthropologist because they did not know if these bones were animal or human. Court heard Wednesday about that process with the forensic anthropologist about collecting and assessing all of these bones and bone fragments. This was very emotional for the Bosma family, who wiped tears as they listened to this evidence. The forensic anthropologist will testify later about her findings from that collection.